In Mexico, hundreds of manufacturing and assembly plants known as maquiladoras have closed over the last year. The economic slowdown in the U.S. is largely to blame, as 90% of Mexican exports head north. But Mexico's own overvalued currency is also responsible. These days, bankers call it the super peso, and they say it has been too strong for too long. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Peto on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
In an unlit corner of a sprawling maquiladora deep in the interior of the Yucatan, dozens of pairs of khaki pants lie in a forgotten pile. Plant supervisor Eduardo Diaz says they're the remnants of a final order from Eddie Bauer. They're part of the very last production run that they ordered and then didn't want, he says, and we don't have anywhere else to send them. They've been here now more than 8 months, just waiting to be sent somewhere, he adds. They're like a sad reminder. This bright red clothing plant called Icaso was once the salvation of the tiny tropical town of Peto. It is now on the verge of collapse. American clients Eddie Bauer, Marmot, and North Face have all pulled out. The staff of mostly female seamstresses has been slashed from 700 down to 80. Sewing women's shorts on the vast plant floor, 24-year-old Mayra Bolio is one of the few who still has a job.
I think I'm one of the ones who's been here longest. The truth is, I felt a bit bad because I thought I was going to be fired along with the others. But thank God, I haven't been let go yet.
In the last year, 350 such plants have closed in Mexico, about one-tenth of the total. 240,000 people have lost their jobs. Hardest hit have been the labor-intensive maquiladoras like this one, as multinationals have found cheaper labor in China and Central America. Plant owner Miguel Menendez says his $2 million investment here has become a white elephant and blames an overvalued peso. That's to say, we planned our businesses and set our prices when the peso was between 10 and 11 per dollar, he says. If you do the math, you find a margin of 15 or 20%, and thus your business is no longer viable. Though the peso did weaken last week to 9.5 to the dollar, it has hovered near 9 since 1998. The strong currency has helped Mexico control inflation, but maquiladora owners say their costs have risen 50% in that time due to rising wages and stricter worker safety and environmental rules. Menendez says he's trying to diversify, but analysts say in the long run, this kind of operation will become the inevitable victim of Mexico's maturing economy. Sidney Weintraub is an economist with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
Mexico's going to have to graduate the way all other countries do. It's inevitable that countries that earn their money through relatively cheap labor, as the situation improves and the labor costs go up, they just have to move up on the technology scale.
Mexican manufacturers are slowly finding a niche in high-tech research and development. In border cities like Ciudad Juarez, Sony and Delphi research plants have had success, while nearby labor-intensive factories have closed their doors. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Peto, the Yucatan.